Rutgers University uses public funds to defend illegal aliens in court. By Tom Sicotta on July 23, 2019. The public Rutgers University is looking to hire a full-time staff attorney to defend illegal immigrants at a Newark courthouse. Rutgers University, which receives 20% of its total revenue from the federal government, plans to use its resources to help illegal aliens avoid deportation. A new job listing posted by the university's School of Law seeks a research associate that will represent minors in Newark Immigration Court. The job, which was highlighted this week by Campus Reform, is primarily concerned with Rutgers's Immigrant Rights Clinic. The clinic provides various resources for illegal aliens who can't otherwise afford legal services. The job description explains that the role includes engaging in outreach on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival, DACA, program. The finalist will work within the Immigrant Legal Services and Policy Project, an initiative funded by the Rutgers University Newark Chancellor's Office, in collaboration with the American Friends Service Committee's Immigrant Rights Program. The fellow will represent unaccompanied minors before the Newark Immigration Court or Newark Asylum Office or adults with children in the Newark Immigration Court's priority docket and will train and support pro bono attorneys engaging in such representation. The finalist will also engage in outreach and education efforts around the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival, DACA, and Deferred Action for Parents of Americans in Lawful Permanent Residence, DAPA, programs and may represent individuals seeking these forms or relief, depending on the outcome of pending Supreme Court litigation. Some states are refusing to embrace the practice of partisan political activism on college campuses. Breitbart News reported this week that the South Dakota Board of Regents will launch an investigation into leftist bias and indoctrination on campus. Exposure to diverse ideas in political, philosophical, scientific, literary, artistic and other disciplines is an important part of that experience, South Dakota Board of Regents President Kevin V. Schieffer argued. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.